damage, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight. My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Tonight, we're talking about Gotham. It aired Monday on Fox. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. Happy late birthday.
Yeah, belated birthday. My birthday was the 18th of January. I turned 21 years old.
Yay!
No, whatever. I turned.
I really liked your birthday cake.
My birthday cake was a chocolate ice cream cake my wife got me. That's what I said I wanted. It's a Snickers.
Snickers,
big, thick ice cream cake. So it was cool. I woke up and I had balloons. My son, who's 4.5 months, I'm almost, actually, he'll be 5 months on Wednesday. And I don't know how he hung up balloons, but he did. He's amazing. I woke up with balloons, my first daddy birthday card, which was really, really cool. And it was a pretty cool birthday, and the baby went over to the in-laws, and we got some Outback dinner, and I got me the new iPhone 6 Plus, big giant iPhone. So
nice.
It's been
I'm still on the 4.
You know what? I had the 4S. So this is a big deal here. This is like winning an Oscar. So I feel happy.
I know. I've played around with a couple of 6 Pluses, and I'm like, I kind of like this big one.
Oh, I love it. I don't know how I kept the small. I don't know. I like big phones. But it's literally like
and
almost.
You got an amazing tweet from your amazing co-host.
Yes. Jesus said happy birthday to me, and I appreciate it.
Kiss my ass.
Oh, yes, you did too, Miss Amy McCracken. You did tweet me and say happy birthday, and I appreciated it. I'm just getting older. But wiser.
Yeah.
But wiser.
That is true.
So, let's talk about Gotham.
And he has to get the 6 Plus so he can actually see the screen.
Ah, shut up already. Gotham. That's where we're here. We're talking. We're recapping Monday night's episode, What the Little Bird Told Him. This episode. Got my notes here. This episode was great. It's freaking great.
Little bird almost got killed.
The little bird was close. And we're talking about the penguin. There was so much stuff going on with freaking the penguin, and then Don Falcone, and Maroni, and Gordon, and the Swede, which I know people, he's not the Swede, he is Jack Gruber, but I call him the Swede from Hell on Wheels. He's awesome. He plays a twisted bad guy, and if you love him in Gotham, you got to check out Hell on Wheels, because as a Swede, oh my God, I want to choke him through the TV. But yes.
Surprised the penguin didn't realize what he was saying. Like, penguin is a little bird.
Dude, let's talk about that. That was probably one of the big moments right there. My mouth dropped when the penguin got zapped, and then literally in the ambulance says, I have business with Falcone. I was like, because
oh,
I started thinking, I was thinking to myself, is he planning this? Is this the plan? Am I getting punked by the penguin? But no, it turns out that he really didn't mean to say that. And Maroni, I mean, he leaves the police station, to go visit his mother, supposedly, but it winds up going to Falcone. So Maroni is not stupid. He's still,
At all.
Oh man. And
he's obviously not going, he's not going to trust the penguin anymore.
Yeah. It's crazy.
No.
And this is probably one of the series, television series that I'm watching right now, that I actually like all the characters, even the bad guys. You know, I find myself liking everyone.
I don't like Fish.
Fish?
I don't like Fish.
I really felt for Fish on this episode because, holy shit balls. Oh.
You got what
you deserve. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's just talk about this. Falcone, you know, Liza, they make the call. Actually, rewind it a little bit. The part where Falcone pretty much tells Liza one afternoon, you know what, why don't I let you just become a normal life? I shouldn't keep you locked up. And, you know, let me buy you a bakery and we can kind of just hang out. At first, I was thinking, is he planning? Is he kind of testing her? I really thought that was just a test.
Yeah.
But he actually meant it. Because at that time,
he wanted her wanted her to have children and you know, find love, and he was going to set her up. I've been like, hell yeah.
I know you would have.
But
you would have been like, I would take your wrinkly balls, Don Falcone.
No. I would take his money.
But you would kind of touch the balls.
No.
You'd have to. You'd have to be obligated. You have to. Come on.
Balls are ugly.
Come on.
Like, balls are really ugly.
All you got to do is get a little Sharpie, put a little smiley face on it, draw little eyes, and balls can be very cute.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for that.
I do that to mine
now
all the time.
I know what Mike does. Like.
Yes. Sometimes I shave mine, and then it's like a little smiley face. And then sometimes when I'm not feeling good, I put a sad face. And then I was like, my balls feel sad. Okay, never mind. It's a little too much information for you guys out there. So then that happens, and I'm thinking, it's a test. And then when they call in, Don Falcone tells the awesome assassin, who I love, Victor.
I'm the bald guy, Victor. He's amazing.
This dude, his name is Anthony Carrigan, and I started following on Twitter this episode. I liked him before, and in Flash. But for some reason, I really, really enjoyed him this episode, just for the fact that he wanted to kill Fish and everybody once Don Falcone found out that, you know, this is Fish and she wants me out. I could not believe that Don Falcone was going to go out and just kind of say, you know what, maybe everybody wants me gone and maybe I should leave with Isa. He really cared for her. Big time.
Yeah, he did.
And then the Penguin gets there, tells him. The Penguin gets bitch slapped by Don Falcone, and Don Falcone goes to Fish's place. Holy schnacky balls. I did not think Don Falcone was going to choke a bitch. He killed Liza.
Yeah, he did.
Jeez.
That was amazing.
I liked Liza too, even though she was a snake in the grass. Liza was just a casualty of war. I could not believe my mouth dropped. I was just like, no, I liked Liza. Because she's hot. And then she was a cool character, too, because I could tell that she was torn between everything.
She was.
Oh.
She was. And I liked that, too. I hated to see her die because I want Falcone to be happy, but she had to go.
I know. I mean,
she had to go.
I just didn't think she was going to go out like that. I thought maybe guns, bullets.
Because he had to teach. No, if he didn't kill her, he wouldn't have taught, you know, Fish a lesson.
Right. Oh, no, that was definitely. Oh, and after all that, and then when Don Falcone tells her, now I feel alive. Thank you very much. Now I mean, it's like he got his battery supercharged, you know, and Jesus Christ, Fish's face and Butch. Oh, man, they're in a heap of trouble. Serious.
Especially Butch. And I still think Butch is the one that killed the Waynes.
You think?
I think.
I don't know. For some reason, I think it was the Penguin. You know?
No, because the way he was walking straight.
Well, that was before he got his leg hit and it knocked out. So I still think it's I could be wrong. You know, you could be right. I don't know. I just, for some reason, I think it's the Penguin. I don't know why. Unless it's a character we haven't got introduced to, but, you know.
Maybe.
But either way, this episode was awesome. I loved how this episode started with the Johnny Cash song and the Swedes walking across the street when he kills that first guy in the beginning of this episode, which was really cool. Did you notice who the commissioner was?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Did you ever watch the show with Tom Hanks called Bosom Buddies? Where Tom Hanks...
I'm not that old. I know Tom Hanks from movies, not...
You never knew him from his TV show where him and his friend, they can't find an apartment, so they dress up as women at an all-women's apartment, and they dress in drag, but they act like women, and then they actually get a place to live. And so the whole thing goes around their drama and all the craziness because sometimes they get it's just having to be a woman all the time, and... And the actor who played Tom Hanks' friend was Peter, I wrote it down, Scolari. He was actually, as soon as I saw him, I was like, Bosom Buddies! So I don't even know why I'm having this conversation with you, because you have no clue what I'm talking about. When you get a chance, Amy.
When was this?
It was probably the 80s. Sometime in the 80s. Look up Bosom Buddies, B-O-S-O-M, and then Buddies.
He doesn't even have, Tom Hanks does not even have that on his IMDb page.
We're not talking about Tom Hanks. It's because Tom Hanks Shouldn't I, you know, maybe they forgot, because that was like the start of Tom Hanks right there. If you get a chance on YouTube, check out just an episode of Bosom Buddies. It is awesome. And you will see a very young, young Tom Hanks. And, of course, a very young Peter Scolari. And he was the commissioner, which I liked, because it was cool, because seeing him in Bosom Buddies, he was always this chipper kind of fun guy. And to see this commissioner seems like a pain in the ass in Gotham. So, and it's obvious that everybody fears him. Even Bullock doesn't want to be around him. Which, you know what, by the way, it was very cool to see Bullock and Gordon back together again. Doing their thing.
Yeah, I like how Bullock was trying to get Gordon out of the station without being seen.
I know.
And then my favorite part was, you know, my job, he was screaming at Gordon saying, my job's on the line, how are we going to find this guy, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, I lied.
I know. You know what, but the funny thing is like, watching him and them two go at it, it's like, dude, this is, you've done this to Gordon all the time. Bullock's always put him in some, so it's like payback, you know, or karma, you know, either way. What did you think about the whole, I mean, we get to see the Riddler, a lot of the Riddler, which was really cool. I'm glad we get to see him. I like him. You know, he's hidden.
Well, we get to see now why he's, you know, why he becomes the Riddler.
So you're thinking it's because
everybody's mean to him. Like, wait till he leaves the room before you say something mean.
You're talking about Miss Kringle. Miss Kringle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? But the thing was,
I would have took that cupcake and kept it. Nothing weird about a cupcake and a bullet.
And actually, you know what? It was, I mean, you know, I mean, if I would have got that, I wouldn't think he was going to do anything to me because, you know, we work together. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, let me ask you a question. You wake up one night, you hear a knock at the door, and you come out and there's a cupcake with a bullet. Are you going to be like, oh, someone is admiring me. He's so cute. Honestly, you're probably going to be like, holy crap balls. There's somebody in the woods looking at me. Right?
I'm not going to wake up. Yes, I'm not going to I'm not going to wake up in the middle of the night and answer the door.
I know that. I'm talking about like, say you went to go get the mail and you walk out there and all of a sudden you see it and you call me and you go, Mike, there was a cupcake with a bullet in there. Are you going to freak out or are you going to think that's romantic?
I'm going to freak out and then I'm going to say, okay, whoever's listening to our podcast, I am.
That's the thing. I don't understand why Miss Kringle thought it was so weird and kind of messed up. But then later in the episode, he explains it to her and it seems like she's kind of flattered. But then that other cop comes around, which you remember him. Do you remember him? I know you got to remember what movie he was in because you were young enough.
I know the actor.
Leonardo DiCaprio's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, he was Romeo and Juliet.
Yes. So it was good seeing him. But then, you're right. As soon as they're walking out the door, she makes her comment. And I'm like, bitch, you were just kind of making goo-goo eyes at him. So I don't know if – but I'm telling you.
I'm happy Gordon's not doing that. Like, Gordon is taking, you know, his word at stuff. Like, the galoshes, the boots, the, you know –
I don't know. Every time I see somebody mean to him, it kind of reminds me, you know, of the Riddler going postal, coming in and shooting everybody. But he's not going to do that. We know he's gonna become the Riddler. Yeah. I'm just every time someone's mean to him, I was like, is this the moment? But I don't know. Do you think we're going to see the Riddler per se? I mean, I know that we got the Penguin, and he's not, but he's. I mean, the Penguin's probably the most in character, as we say, right?
I mean, yeah, season two we'll see a little of it, I think.
I mean, you got the walk. The Penguin's got the walk. He's got the look, the black and white, you know, and everything, the suits. He doesn't have the little glasses, you know, the little, what is it called? The little glass, like the little Monopoly Man?
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have that yet. So I'm wondering, do you think we'll see the Riddler in season one emerge, or do you think it'll be season two?
I think it'll be season two. Which Gotham got picked up for a season two.
Yeah, made my nipples hard. And you know what else? Another thing
and
that made
your
my
balls smile.
Yes, and my ball smiled. And you know what else made my ball smile? Dr. Tompkins. Dr. Tompkins.
You like Dr. Tompkins?
Dude, I love her. She's awesome. She's hot.
I thought you would really like that Barbara went to her parents' house.
Oh no, that was probably, I was laughing during that whole entire part because Barbara, who I cannot stand, and don't get me wrong, and I got into a Twitter war fight with one of my friends, and she was like, it's because she's doing drugs and she's hurt and she's just, and don't get me wrong, I get it. I understand that she's damaged goods right now. So, of course, you know, she can't love anybody until she loves herself kind of thing because she's an addict. I get it. But she's got to get help. And you know, I was team Barbara in the very beginning until she started giving Gordon ultimatums when he wasn't even doing anything. And that was before she was popping the pills and doing the alcohol. So it's not like she was an addict before. She just fell off the wagon. And all of a sudden she goes to her parents' house and her parents, even the butler had no idea who the hell she was.
That was funny. That was funny.
So what do you think? What do you think is going to happen with her?
She's going to stay there with her parents, obviously, because she says she's going to stay there for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. But I don't, you know, she's got her own place, but I don't think she went home because when she called, what Ivy did. So she thinks Jim's with other women. Oh, well, yeah. Now he is.
Okay, so what do you think? Do you think if she comes back to Gotham and it's like, I found Jesus and I think I'm ready to make a commitment. I got my coin and I've been sober for a week now. Do you think, I mean, I don't think she's ready to be in a relationship with Gordon, right? Or do you think Gordon, let me ask you a question. Does Amy think that Gordon should be with the doctor or with Barbara?
Gordon should be single.
God, because you like him.
No, because I don't think Barbara, I mean, obviously I don't think Barbara's good for him because he's going to try to protect her all the time. But if I had to pick, I would say Barbara.
Really?
I don't like this new doctor. Yeah, I don't like this new doctor.
Okay, now why don't you like the doctor?
She's fishy.
Really?
She's shady. Yeah.
How is she shady?
There's something up with her.
You think?
There is something.
Well, I mean, did you notice the Riddler when she walked by? The Riddler kind of stopped and turned around and looked and was like, So I was like, does the Riddler know her? Does he seen her before?
Yeah, the Riddler, he knows her.
You know? So I don't know. I don't know. I really want to like the doctor. I really like her aggressiveness, how she goes into the shower room, and obvious that she wants to get freaking with Gordon. I don't know. I think this is the way I look at it. I think Gordon is under a lot of pressure, and he needs to relieve himself from time to time. Barbara is a basket case. She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I think that he should be able to be allowed to hook up with a doctor. She's smart. She understands his business. She gets it. She's definitely attracted to him. She's hot also. You know? I don't think but I mean, I think that if Barbara got help, and I'm going to say this, Amy, if Barbara got help, it would be nice to see Gordon and Barbara back together. If she gets help.
Aww.
If she gets help.
So we're off the kill Barbara wagon?
We are off the kill. You know, because it's, I mean, I know every time I say I want to kill her on Twitter, everybody's like, oh my God, why are you so mean to Barbara? But, you know, I guess the parents were just so blood to her also. I was like, dude, this chick's hit. And even when they ask, how's your cop boyfriend? She's like, we're totally happy. I mean, this girl is really screwed in the head. I don't know what her deal is. She's got to get some help. Now, do you think this is it? We've seen a Barbara. Do you think this is to work?
No.
So
you think, I mean, if it was it, we would have been done last week when she hung up the phone.
Right.
Or the week before when she hung up the phone.
Right.
No, I don't think it's the end of her.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if we're done seeing her for the season and she's going to be living with her mom, or we're going to, I mean, like, what else is she going to do? Even her parents said it. She's going to be bored. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, she hasn't made any attempt to call Gordon. Gordon's making out.
I don't think she will.
I don't think she will either. Just knowing Barbara, she's going to expect Gordon to go follow chasing her when she's the one that screwed up.
She did call.
Well, that's true. And then
Ivy answered. So
our little Ivy. She just did a good thing for me.
That's why you don't call. You go. You see. Don't text. Don't call. Go see the person.
Well, dude, Barbara's screwed in the head. That's why. That's why she didn't go
act
over
like
there.
Act like it's, you know, 1980. Yeah, 1980.
What?
Through 82. 1980 through 82. I was 2 years old when Bosom Buddies was on.
Oh, that's Bosom Buddies is 80 and 82?
Yeah.
Dude, you were two?
I was born, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh, that too, got it.
I was born in 1981.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You need to watch an episode on YouTube, trust me. It's a great show. Great show.
Okay, I will.
And anybody else is listening, watch Bosom Buddies. It's a great show. What else? I got my notes in here. I definitely love the whole executioner part where he comes into the police station and zaps everybody, and Gordon's got his boots on. And I loved it when he got the cup of water and just all calm, like, just splashed it on his chest, and that was it. And he caught the
executioner. That was it. He took down the mastermind with water.
I thought that was just brilliant. I mean, and just how it all played, because you could tell that the executioner's like had his hands up and he was just about to zap Gordon and kill him, and then he just goes, psht, and he just.
But I have a question.
Okay.
Other than, you know, the Penguin. Other than the Penguin story and Maloney and Del Falcone and Fish, you know, other than Maloney finding out in this episode that the Penguin works for Falcone.
Or he doesn't know he works for him. He just kind of, okay, right.
Was that the only purpose that Jim went to Arkham and that this guy got out of Arkham was for that?
What do you mean, Jim?
Because I still don't understand why, you know, Gordon was fired from being a detective for one day.
Well, okay.
To us, it was one day.
Well, he got fired because he wouldn't quit, and so he got sent over there, and then he was a guard for we don't know how much time, but he was a guard
for us,
right?
It was one day.
Well, either way, if it's one freaking day, 2 days, but we know it was longer than one day. Maybe we didn't. Either way, but still, the as soon as the electrocutioner, aka the Swede, left, Gordon was able to put his foot back in the door and you know, and actually make that deal with the commissioner and, you know, bet on black. I don't know why I picked black in Las Vegas, but I did.
Because everybody bets on black.
So I don't understand. What are you confused about?
I just don't understand the whole
time frame.
Like. The executioner. I don't understand what his purpose was.
He was a bad guy. Other than,
you know, zapping the Penguin so Maloney can figure out that the Penguin
might
be working for Falcone.
I think his sole purpose was, he's just a villain that escaped from Arkham Asylum. I mean, I think it was just
we got him last week. Why did we have to get him back this week?
Because he escaped and then it made good television for a next episode where he was going to get revenge on the people who turned on him. Are you okay?
Okay.
Have you been smoking weed again?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure? Crack? I don't understand. PCP? Angel like, dust? Are you all right, Amy? Moonshine?
I'm sorry.
I don't understand what your sleep deprivation? Is that what it is? I don't understand why I'm trying to grasp because it's easy. He was just a bad guy.
Sleep deprivation.
That's okay. That's what it got. Yeah, because you're like, I don't understand. Yeah. Okay, Amy.
Yeah. Mike is making me do this at 2 a.m.
You need Jesus. Jesus. All right. So either way, this episode was awesome, I thought.
It was a good episode. I will give this episode a 10.
Ooh.
Hold on.
You were just confused 10 seconds ago.
I wasn't confused. I just don't understand why we can't have Jim more. I thought we were going to get Jim more
More in Arkham.
More in Arkham than, I'm in Arkham for a day, one episode, woohoo, and now I'm back on the streets as a detective.
So let me translate to the fans that are listening to the podcast. You're basically saying, damn it, I wish I would have gotten to see more prisoners and more Gordon there than him being out.
Yes.
Oh.
I feel like seeing him in a wife beater. It brings back the days when he was on the OC and he was walking around and nothing but a wife beater.
What is up with you? We just talked about Sleepy Hollow podcast, and all you talk about is Holly having his shirt off. And then Gordon and his wife.
Everybody needs to go back and listen to the Sleepy Hollow one. Mike is the one that brought up Holly and how Holly's going to have his shirt off
because the women, because you guys
over Holly,
and
I think Mike's jealous of Holly.
And also, Amy, where I come from, we don't call it wife beaters. It's a very bad term because you're basically saying whoever wears one of those tank tops beats their wives. First, it's Mexicans, and now you're talking about white people, and you're white.
Wait, when did I bring up Mexicans?
I don't know, but it just sounded good. If you listen to anybody, if you listen to some of our past podcasts, you could see where Amy becomes a racist towards me and Jesus for selling oranges on the freeway that we do on the weekends. And Amy made fun of us. But you can hear that on a different podcast. It's a different show. I did look.
Oh, good Lord.
I did look on the Gotham Addicts Facebook page. Now, if you never heard of them, you can check out at Gotham Addicts on Twitter. They're a cool group. They love, they've got a group of what, over 2,000 members, anybody that loves Gotham, Batman, all that good stuff. So I'm kind of scrolling down their page. I definitely got a shout out to them, and, make sure you check out their Twitter and, join their group if you're a fan. Someone here put, Ronald Price put, looks like Fish Mooney's time may be drawing to a close. If she dies, she will be missed. She's one of my favorite characters on the show. So vicious indeed. I would have to agree. I like Fish Mooney. You've never liked her, have you?
No.
And is there any particular, I mean, is it her? Is it Jada Pinkett Smith? Is it just,
I think it's her.
But she's bad.
I think it's her character.
She's just a bad girl. Yeah, like,
I've got nothing against Jada. I mean, I've not really seen her in anything.
Right.
But I think it's just the character.
Yeah, I felt bad for her this one because she's, next episode is going to be called Welcome Back, Jim Gordon. And it showed her she's going to be getting tortured and drilled.
Good.
Oh, gosh. Philip put here, Philip put a link here, a new Bat fan cave blog. Who's the new woman in Jim Gordon's life? Leslie Tompkins. I like her. Some other, there's a gentleman named Jeff Sack who put something here. Gotham Penguin helps catch a fish. Let's see, that's for, thanks for, there's some Batman stuff. Gotham Penguins praised by Batman Return stars. Oh, Gotham's Penguin praised by Batman Return star Danny DeVito.
That's
pretty cool. So, Andrea, that's Marshall, really cool. Yeah, put something from comicbook.com. So you're getting love from Danny DeVito. That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
See here. What was your favorite, what was your OMG moment? The tables have turned. This was from, Denise. Where are the bag? And then Ray Folly, which I think you just said this too. When they had only 24 hours and Bullock asked, where are the bad guys? And Gordon replied, I don't know. I was bluffing. That was one of your favorite parts. And then someone put, when Penguin woke up and said an important Falcone business, my mouth dropped. I could not believe that happened. What else? I've got some, tweets and retweets. When I said, I think you sent some stuff out to me saying that we were going to talk about our shows. Of course, I can't forget about the Gotham Addicts. Also, Karen Eastman. She goes by Snoochie7. She's a fan. Some of the favorites when I posted out Gotham on TV Tag. Yeah, that's another one you need to check out if you're a fan of Gotham, at TV Tag Gotham. And then we got some Princess in Pixel. Also, shout outs to my peeps, Gotham TV Podcast. They're out there in Dublin, Ireland. I don't know why I always have to say Dublin, but I do. Because
that's not even, oh my God.
I know it's not Irish, but Dublin, Ireland, that's what it is.
And see, now he's being racist towards me.
You started it. Also, shout out to Mohawk 2006. He's a big fan. And also, this was really cool here. We got a retweet, Amy, when I posted my post at Gotham Originals retweeted and the Gotham TV Writers retweeted tweet.
What?
Shut your mouth. The official Twitter for the Gotham Writers Room.
Why didn't you tell me that? This show would have been a whole lot better.
And, of course, at TV Tag Gotham as well. They retweeted. There's your little tweet. Somebody here. Oh, damn. When I tweeted out, oh, damn, the commissioner is bosom buddies. Peter Scolari. Love the show. R. Wixel Barnwell. He goes by at copywriter Bob. He's a fan of the show as well, a bosom buddy. So he and I know what bosom buddies is. You probably don't.
I was two.
I know. It's all right. And some other favorites, but there's so many. I'll have to try to thank you personally on Twitter. I'll try to next time I'll write them down. They're just all mixed up right now. That's why I can't get everybody. But I just wanted to name out a few. So
thank you guys for retweeting us and
yes.
Tweeting us and all of that. It means the world to us.
And scale 1 to 10, you said you give it a 10?
I give it a 10.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on this one. I this one here, just for the fact that Barbara's parents owned her, Gordon and Bullock back together, which was awesome. I love the Swede as the electrician. He was killer cool. And then the drama with Penguin and Falcone. But I think the best part was poor Liza, but still, Don Falcone just getting re-energized.
She had it coming.
I don't think she had it coming. She really liked him. I mean, I think she was a casualty of war, and you could tell Fish Mooney was a little upset about it, but she wasn't allowed to jump in there. You know, I love the assassin, Victor. This was really good, really. And I know that the podcast we talked about, Sleepy Hollow, we said there was a lot of stuff thrown in there, and we were kind of lost. It felt, this one,
there was too many storylines.
Yeah, in Gotham, it seemed a lot, too, but I don't know what the difference was, is that it felt organized. Like you could follow it easily.
Yeah.
You know, so kudos to the Gotham crew. But this one, yeah, 10-10 from Amy and I. So next week, we got a whole new Gotham on Monday. Welcome back, Jim Gordon. And it airs on Fox on the 26th of January, which happens to be my sister's birthday.
I wonder if he's going to get a cupcake with a bullet in it.
Who, my sister?
No, oh. Gordon. He's back. Please don't do that to your sister.
That's an idea.
That would be so wrong.
I might drop off a cupcake with a bullet in our front porch. Now, that's kind of weird, because that's my sister, and then you're just going to, you know, can't.
That would just scare the shit out of her. That's what that would do.
And my sister would probably call me and be like, seriously, did you give me a cupcake with a bullet? I'd be like, no, wasn't me. But yeah, she'd probably know it's me. She knows I watch Gotham. She knows I'm a fan. I think my sister watches Gotham as well, so... I think that's it, right?
So it would be like an inside family joke with, you know, everybody that listens to us. You should do it.
With a sick twist, because Riddler gave it to Kringle because he likes her. I don't like my sister that way. Pervert. Now you're calling me a pervert.
Would you?
Racist.
No. No. Okay, guys, you can follow me on Twitter, Amy VRO. You can follow the VRO on Twitter. We have an Instagram, Variety Radio Online. We have a YouTube channel and a Tumblr and a Facebook page, Variety Radio Online, and our website, thevro.com. How can the good folks at home follow you, Mike?
Yes, you can follow me on my blog, iwatchmike.com. You can find other podcasts, everything there on my blog. And of course, I got Twitter, Instagram. My handle's called Mike the Movie Guy. Mike the Movie Guy. I have a YouTube channel, iWatchMike. And what else? I think that's it for right now. My Facebook page, iWatchMike. You can check that out as well. And, of course, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. That's what it is. blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. You can go there. You can subscribe on iTunes. That way you don't miss a podcast when Amy and I, and plus all the other VRO hosts, do other shows as well. We've got some ones already happening, ones that are coming up this week, and some that are starting in February, March, all the good stuff, so you can check out. If you want to know some of the shows that are on hiatus right now because of the fall season, it's coming back, blah, 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 thevro.com. You have like a list of all the shows that are happening and coming, right?
Yes, I do.
I know.
We got on schedule, and we've got on hiatus.
There you go, people. So there it is, thevro.com, and, of course, iwatchmike.com. Those are our stuff. So once again, thank you very much. You could see me bowing to you guys for all the retweets, favorites, all that good stuff. And then it also, I don't know about you, Amy, but for me, if you're a fan of Gotham and you've got, like, a link post, or you do a podcast or whatever, include myself and Amy. Why not? The VR, and we'll retweet also. Why not? Let's, you know,
we are a big, happy Gotham family.
That's right. Everybody else, you need to join this family, and thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week, and we'll talk more of Gotham. Now, Amy, go drink some moonshine and go to sleep.
Actually, I'm going to bed without drinking the moonshine.
Right.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.